Hello, friends. What is your favorite summer treat? Could it be an ice cream cone with scoops stacked up high? Maybe a hot dog grilled on a campfire? Well, one of my favorites is watermelon. But have you ever wondered what would happen if you accidentally swallowed a watermelon seed? Well, that's what today's story is about. It is called Watermelon Worry. It was the middle of the summer, and the kids all played outside. The sky was clear and cloudless. From the sun, they couldn't hide. They worked up quite a hunger while they ran around the street, when Willie's mom came out and had the perfect summer treat.
Oh, thank you.
The bowl was filled with slices, shining pink with rinds of green. The watermelon looked like it had grown out of their dreams. All the kids grabbed pieces and they ravenously bit. They swallowed down the flesh, but with the seeds, they had to spit. They spewed them in the grass and in the flowers over there. Sammy spit a couple seeds into his sister's hair. Willie pursed his lips to launch a seed just like a goat. But Sammy slapped his back, and then it slid right down his throat.
No.
Willie coughed a moment. Then his little heart went boom, because Sammy gasped and shouted,
"Little bro, I think you're doomed.
That seed will start to grow into a long and leafy vine
until a melon sprouts, and I don't think that you will have much time."
Each second it grows bigger, even though it starts so small.
From a marble, to a light bulb, to a big round basketball.
You'll feel so full you'll wonder when the misery will stop.
Till finally it gets so big, your belly just goes pop. No, wailed Willie woefully, as teardrops filled his eyes.
I feel my tummy rumbling and a pressure deep inside. The melon must be growing and it's filling up my gut. I'm stuffed just like a turkey once the oven door's been shut. Everyone stand back because I think I'm gonna blow. Please avert your eyes because you don't want to see the show.
Then Willie fell down to the ground and rolled around in pain. He wiggled and he jiggled like they'd never see again. Then everyone grew silent till you couldn't hear a chirp. When Willie Boy erupted with a loud and mighty burp.
The kids all started howling and their mother ran to check. Willie called her over, still all sprawled out on the deck.
Will a melon burst my belly since I swallowed down a seed?
Sammy told that tale, but now the truth is what I need. Have no fear, my dear. I'm afraid that you've been duped. It naturally will come out just the next time that you, go to the bathroom.
The whole watermelon?
No, dear, just the seed. So Willie was relieved, and he exhaled an easy sigh. But the moral of the story is that sometimes brothers lie.
Yeah!
The end!
Hello again, friends. Guess what? I have extra story for you. It's a super special secret second ending. I couldn't decide which one I liked better, so I figured I'd give them both to you. Let's rejoin the story right around burp time. Then everyone grew silent till you couldn't hear a chirp. When Willie Boy erupted with a loud and mighty burp. Then Willie jumped straight up
and started charging at his bro. I knew that you were fibbing and a melon wouldn't grow. But Sammy was the bigger boy and knew he shouldn't fight. So he grabbed his little bro into a headlock nice and tight. He licked his little finger with saliva cold and clear. Then as the others gawked, he stuck it straight in Willie's ear. He pulled it out and whispered down before the drool had dried, "I hope that you learned your lesson that sometimes brothers lie."
Yeah! Yeah!